Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. This week's episode is sponsored by the Gifted World book series, by our own LD Valencia, who you know in-game as Dindal Valian. The Gifted World series just released its 8th installment, called The Shadow Agency, on April 8th. You can find the link to it, as well as the whole series, in our show notes. And be on the lookout later this year as I interview Danny about his work as an author, educator, and as our resident bard. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. And now, let's get on with the show. This week's episode is called Group Therapy. Alright, so you are currently... the rock fight happened this morning. It is now evening time. Where about the ship are you? I know you're in. You're in medical.
I'm in the medical wing.
You're in triage. Brelin is in the bed next, not in the same bed.
The next bed.
So is this one? Because I drug that one down there.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, the three of you are in medical bay.
I'm assuming I'm down there helping.
If you want to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not gonna be much help rebuilding stuff. Yeah. So
through the day,
I'm attempting to help clear the deck.
Okay.
Using my strength for what I'm good for.
Okay. So through the day, Catherine, you've been utilized to help heal those that can be healed. You all took the brunt of the damage, so the casualty report comes in. There were 14 crew members that died, along with the mast. At some point, Catherine, you had walked up to deck to help bring others down, and you heard the captain make the call to drop anchor so that you guys wouldn't drift.
Okay.
So you're effectively, like I said, you're dead in the water. And it's gonna take at minimum 6 days. So there are things you can do over the course of the next 6 days to aid. So Galen, you can aid Ficone. You can help so the shark has to be dismembered, and they're not going to put it to waste, so they're going to use what meat they can.
Galen's butchered.
So
not so much on this scale, but fish, he's cleaned fish before. Yeah.
So you were put to work helping get rid of the shark. Catherine.
Grandpa shark.
Jesus. You, Catherine, you're helping the dead. Okay. Or not the dead, helping the wounded.
Okay.
As night wears on, Rufus does pull you aside and ask you to help dress the dead. So, he sends you to Jove. So Jove is the sailmaster, and he has a crew of sail menders, and so he puts you with them, and so you, they have more than enough to repair all the sails that were lost, but then there was also excess, and so you will help create shrouds for the dead.
All right.
Did we level up after this?
Yes. Night? Sorry. Okay. So we can pause and you can level up if you want, or just as we go, level up.
It's not a big level for me at least. So it's really pretty quick.
Let's see. Yeah. So by aiding Galen, by aiding Ficone, you will actually help shave one day off the repair time.
Lyra will also, with, she's strong, so help clear stuff, do it out, whatever.
Okay, so she also aids in that process. The captain Catherine, he asks you and the doctor to be witness. So, they have all moved, or they have moved all of the dead crew to the hold.
Mm-hmm.
He explains to you, he says the rock is always a precursor to something worse, to the pirates that are chasing us. To be frank, based on the conversation that you and I had about fleeing.
Yes.
I expect more to die. And at this point, we couldn't flee if we wanted.
Okay.
So that burden is off of you.
Oh.
And he was like, please understand, I do not blame you for this. Like, I knew the assignment. I knew what I signed up for. So did all of my men. And we will do our duty. We will get you safely to where you need to go. But in the meantime, if I'm going to perform a funeral, I would rather perform it all at once. So I'm going to preserve these men. And you see him, he casts gentle repose on all of them. And the doctor goes around and you see him tuck a pouch in all of the wrappings.
Mm-hmm.
And he stands and he explains. He says it's an offering for when they for when their souls depart. This is as a member of the military, I assume you've seen something similar.
I have.
Thank you for your
help. Of course.
Obviously they knew all of these men.
Mm-hmm.
And so they spend quite a bit of time with them in the hold. So you're free to stay or you're free to wander about the ship.
I will let them be.
Okay. So 2 days pass. The ship is under repair. Crews have repaired the cargo hold, where the rocks hit it, and then where the rock actually fell. They've repaired that damage. Crews sawed off the broken mast. It has been, Galen, you helped chop up the mast, so it's now used for firewood, where available. Bracken, you and Dindal and Brelin, what are you doing while you're waiting in the wings? Or in the medical wing?
How long are we supposed to be in there? Are they, like, making a stay in there?
Yeah, so Rufus told you it would take you several days to properly heal, even with magic.
I'm gonna be back in there with them.
Okay.
I'd be reading, just kind of like looking through my book. I don't know if you want me to roll or if it.
Oh yeah, the rune book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll.
That's a 6. Is it intelligence or is it a straight roll? I can't remember.
I think it's intelligence.
Okay, so it's still a 9, so no.
Okay.
Is it for 2 days or just 1 day? Or
you can roll again for another day. Okay.
Are you kidding me? So that one would be 12.
That is a success.
Okay. And
How many successes do you have now?
I think I was at 9.
Okay. So that pushes you to 10. It's late. It's really, really late. The second night. and you're kind of reading by candlelight. And as you do, you know, your eyes are strained. Do you have glasses at all?
I wear them for reading, just to kind of help, but
just to look cool.
Just to look cool, because I'm a hipster.
It's just frames. Yeah. There's no actual lens there. So as you read, it's weird. Like you've looked at the same, roughly 60 pages, for days now, mm-hmm. and stuff hasn't made sense. And then suddenly, about 10 minutes go by, and you're like, hold on. And you close the book, you open it back up, and you come back to the same section, and like some of the symbols kind of start to make sense. Mm-hmm. You notice a repeating symbol, and it triggers a memory to one of Belrose's notes,
mm-hmm.
From one of his lectures. You have your bag of holding there. So you dig in your bag of holding and you find this. It's kind of like a master notebook, mm-hmm. that you have. And it's early, early, early on in his lectures. And there's one reference to something that is similar to this rune. And it is a symbol for Midgard. Okay. So on the break, I'll send you that symbol. But as you make that connection, you start to realize like there's a bunch of references to Midgard in these runes.
Okay.
And this seems to be the Midgard rune.
Okay. And I also had the rubbings of the runes that were in the tablet in, mm-hmm. the basement.
Yep.
Would I be able to pull that out and kind of like make reference and kind of,
yep.
double check that,
yeah,
and see?
And you see the same symbol there.
Okay. Do I see any missing from that I'm able to kind of piece together the full thing, or no?
No, but you do notice, like you do notice the repeating Midgard symbol.
Okay.
You're not sure in context what it means,
right?
But you think that is part of it.
Okay.
Bracken, what were you gonna?
Okay. Well, they're gonna write a couple letters.
All right.
And they're kind of they're secretive about all the letters they write, but these they're kind of more like really making sure no one else sees them.
Okay.
And they're more blocking from Dindal than they are from Relan, okay. when they're writing them. And remind me, it was before the rock fight that, like, right before Egan told me that he saw Dindal throw something in the water, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think at some point while I'm writing, I'm just gonna kind of, not really look up, but kind of in Dindal's direction, just go, "So, how are you?"
I mean, I had a giant bird fall on me. So.
I mean, you've looked better.
Yeah. Felt better.
Can't imagine that was a thing that was comfortable.
No. I mean, did you see my legs? They were like a zigzag.
No, I managed to miss that when I went unconscious.
Your legs. Look at my face. Brolin's face is still regrowing.
Yeah. That was not fun.
I took a shower in acid. Yeah. But I feel for you, bro.
Stop trying to one-up your injuries. You absolute toddler.
You're already dead.
Brolin hears... He took a shower in bird.
All right.
Besides...
You win this round, Teach.
Absolute child. Besides the rock, how are you?
Because who is a witness to this conversation?
I said I was down there.
Okay.
Oh, you're down there? That changes it. He kind of clams up a little bit. I don't know. It's been a rough couple days.
Insight check. Is he hiding something?
Roll deception.
17.
18 plus stuff.
You suck.
I'm just really good at this.
Yeah, he's hiding.
Interesting.
He's deflecting more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can definitely tell that he is clamming up. Like, he was like, I want to say something, but kind of like caught it.
Because we leveled up. I'd like to cast Detect Thoughts, please.
Nice.
Are you pushing in?
No. Just surface.
Just surface?
Just seeing kind of what, if there is any major, like, I hope, I don't want them to know.
You get a lot of, like, questioning, and you can, like, sense some regret in there. You probably get, like, because you get, like, the general feeling and emotion, mm-hmm. so you get, like, this, like, questioning, like, what's it all worth it? Does it even matter? Kind of like that kind of vibe.
Okay. And he said it's just been a rough couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about it?
It's complicated.
What kind of complicated?
Math is complicated.
Is that Brelin?
Yeah.
It's like existential complicated. You know, like, I grew up listening to the stories of the gods, and I used to like the stories of Odin the most.
Mm.
And used to want to be like that. So to kind of find out that he's just a random person, that it's all fake, I don't know. So I'm just kind of questioning, like, was going into the field I went into and all the years of study I've done, and was it all just a big waste of time? Kind of wondering if it's even worth it, you know?
I more than most people understand.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I sold my soul to a god, essentially, so yeah, I get the feeling like it was all a lie. Well, feeling like it wasn't for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always said they're not to be trusted. And I don't know. I don't blame you for your rethinking of how you perceive them. It's, or your lack of faith.
Yeah. It's always interesting when you actually run into them.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
It's just, I don't know. This whole time I've been wondering, like, maybe there are some good ones and stuff, but, like, to find out that they're all kind of fake or something, like, and I don't think we've had many good interactions with them, say from the one that I met with the no eyes.
And that was just lucky, I think.
Kind of, yeah.
Have I gotten anything new at all?
Feeling like
detect,
wise?
Detect magic?
Detect thoughts.
Detect thoughts, you know what I meant.
Let's spell that, I guess.
I mean, not really. He's still kind of wading through that emotion, but you do kind of notice that he's, like, opening up a little bit.
Okay.
Are you going to push?
I want to, but the question is, am I going to? Not right now. I can cast it again if I need to.
Right.
I'm just going to kind of just keep it up for the minute that it's up. I'm just kind of seeing if there's anything that makes me think that there's something more that you're hiding, like bigger that you're hiding, I'll push deeper. But as of right now, no.
So why, what's caused this now as opposed to before?
I just think this was the tipping edge. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. Before, I think I was more focused on finding my sister. So now that we've kind of processed, or at least I've kind of processed what all this means, it makes me feel like, what's it all for? What's the point of it all? My biggest connection with my dad was the stories he told about the gods and these amazing feats they did and all this wonderful stuff they did for the world. And, I mean, it's even in my name, so it's just like, why? I don't know. It's just kind of a lot, so it just kind of makes me wonder, so.
Well, I think of everyone, you're talking to the two best people about this.
And not me.
Yeah. No, I know, it's... I don't know, it's... I'm not good with talking about my feelings, you know?
Really? I had no idea.
And so emotion is just something I don't like talking about, so...
Really? Cathra, did you know that? I am completely surprised and bewildered.
Well, I will say that I know what it's like to get to the point with the gods where you just throw it away. I did that.
Yeah.
I did that not very long ago. Where I threw it back in the gods' faces. I said, I don't want it.
Yeah.
You get to that point. At least I did.
Yeah. I did that the other night. I had a little rosary that I got when I came to King's College. I'm not like a religious person, but like, you know, I'm not a cleric or anything like that or a priest, but I would have considered myself a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know what I am. So.
Well, I mean, I'm still a believer. I know that they're there. I just don't necessarily think that they're there for our good.
I mean, they're, from what Galen said, they're just people that somehow are given power and are corrupted by it. So it's like, I don't know what we should do with that information yet, but that's kind of where I am. I'm trying to process what's our place in all this and what do we do about it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, how did you feel when you threw away your rosary?
I guess breaking is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Kind of a severing of ties. Kind of a saying goodbye to old things.
You know my hammer.
Yeah.
And how it showed back up.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing it, right? Yeah.
So that was my gift from the gods, and I threw it away, and then it came back.
Yeah.
But that's what I threw away.
Is it still with you?
Yeah, it's right here.
Did it...
It doesn't look the same.
It doesn't?
No.
How did it change?
Before it was branded by a god. And it's not anymore.
Is it, still connected to him?
I don't think so. It used to do some really cool stuff.
Hmm.
And it doesn't do that anymore. And I don't feel that connection anymore. When, I mean, you saw that happen to me downstairs at your house.
Yeah.
That's when that connection broke and everything changed.
Interesting. So the hammer doesn't let you talk to you know who again? Or
I didn't really ever talk to him anyway. He just kind of showed up when he thought it was best. And
you're not missing anything.
Does it come with any strange properties?
My hammer now?
Yeah.
I think it's just a normal hammer. You can look at it if you want.
No, that's okay. I got something similar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are you strong enough to lift a hammer?
No, this is much smaller than the hammer.
Wait, what did you get?
What?
Give me a minute.
One, two.
So I will ritually cast Leavin's Tiny Hut in the room.
Okay. Galen, are you there for this?
No, I'm okay. I'm up helping on deck.
Okay.
Before you, do we want Gabe in here?
I don't know, do we?
I'm asking you.
I mean, if someone wants to go get him, I kind of pointed my legs. I can't go get him.
I still feel like death.
Can anyone just... I can go get him.
Give me my book.
I can send to him. I throw it to you. And I send to him. Hey, Galen, can you come down here to the infirmary? Thank you.
Oh, that works too.
Okay. Give me a sec. Got a shark liver. Hold on.
Just comes down covered in shark.
He said he's got a shark liver. He'll be a minute.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys knew this. He's been up there, like, butchering the shark.
Oh, he better not put that in any of the food. It's gonna be gross.
I mean, what else are we gonna do with it?
Throw it overboard. I don't know.
Run, because and get more sharks? That's a grand idea.
Mm-hmm. Says a person who half of his face is melted off.
Not the one that tripped in acid.
Your face is missing.
Ooh, and he like sticks his tongue out the side of his mouth.
You're disgusting.
Oh, that was...
You know, if I could heal you, I don't think I would because this is funny.
Thank you.
You should heal him so I can punch him in the face.
So Galen, you come down, and you've cleaned up as best you can, but you smell heavily of iron.
Ugh, you smell gross.
So. None of us have prestige. The
Presbyterians.
Yes. It makes people clean.
We're all Baptist.
Wait, it should be the Baptist spell because that would get all of it. Presbyterian spell just get a little bit on top.
So any of our Presbyterian friends, I love you. Yeah, so Galen, you come in and you get a reaction from all of them.
Oof.
You're gross.
That is potent. Holy cow.
Yeah, you should be in the middle of it.
No, thank you.
Romeo's, he was in the middle of a rock.
You're never going to let me live that one down, are
no.
you?
No. Hey, man. Scars are cool. He's like, look at this one.
Mm, yeah.
That's not a scar. That's just your face is missing.
Yeah.
I didn't think is missing was going to come after. That's your face.
Bracken was thinking it.
Is the doctor in here?
No.
Okay, good. So I'm going to give me a minute, and I'll cast Liam's Tiny Hut in the room, and I'll say, okay, come on in.
Wait, we have to go in a little enclosed space with Galen.
Ew.
I mean... You guys wanted him to come down.
Oh, yeah.
This was your call.
That's true.
There's probably some antiseptic run here. We can just, like, pour some on him, maybe.
Galen opens his little bottle of mint liqueur and just pours it on himself.
It's probably smelled that mixed together. It's probably horrendous.
Yeah. Now it smells like Nashville.
Ew. Oh! I know exactly what that smell is, and I hate it.
Shout out, Nashville. Love you.
No. Wow, that's gross.
Keep going. All right. So, the night that I snapped my rosary and I threw it in the water.
Which is news to Galen.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
You had a rosary?
I wasn't like a healer or a priest or anything, but I was initiated, I guess. I don't even know what the term is, really.
Sounds like a cult.
I mean, kind of is, now that we're, like, learning what we're learning about it.
You don't look strong enough to make it through an initiation. I mean, we had initiation. Yeah, no.
It's probably different than what you guys went through.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, you wouldn't. No. That would have ended poorly.
Yep, probably. I don't know.
We would have laughed.
I'm sure it would have been funny. But I was dreaming, and I spoke to a friend of yours, Bracken.
My friend.
Yep, your friend. And he gave me a weapon and told me that he wanted me to kill Balder.
You said no, right?
I didn't say yes, but I didn't say no. And then he left. And then I woke up and I had this and I pulled the dagger.
Are we letting him hold that? Is that a thing that we're doing now?
I mean...
You have sharp, pointy things.
I don't know how to use it, but he told me he wanted me to take this and kill Balder, which...
How about, just for right now, how about I hold that? And I...
There you go.
Grab the dagger.
So you try to take the dagger, and you immediately... you're immediately going to take damage. Yep. So you're going to take 66 psychic damage. 23 psychic damage.
I drop it. Ow.
What just happened?
So as you drop the dagger, you notice that it just reappears in Dindal's hand.
Ooh. My eyes get kind of big.
That's not good.
That was interesting.
Wait, what? Okay, you just said ow. What happened?
Probably cut himself, duh.
He knows how to hold a knife.
I show you my hand. I'm like, there's no cuts.
Hmm.
You remember when we messed with the paintings in the Marjan dungeon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It felt like that, but worse.
Oh, the brain thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't like that. That was not... I'm sorry.
Don't like that.
Wait, but it's not doing it to you? Dindal?
No.
That's not good.
Is that... Okay, I...
Bronwyn goes, here, let me try.
Uh-oh. Does he just, like, flatline?
He takes 20 points of psychic damage.
Yeah, great. Stupid.
He goes, ow!
So dumb.
Tears in his eyes.
So apparently it's not just me. That's fun.
Well,
okay, that's probably bad. Have we ever heard of a weapon that does something like this? Have I ever heard?
Roll an arcana check.
Okay. That's an 8.
You're not sure.
Okay.
Did he tell me the name?
No.
Okay.
Does it have symbols on it, like we were just talking about?
I kind of like look at it.
So there's no, you don't see any symbols. It looks run-of-the-mill, plain.
Nope, I don't see any symbols, no runes, nothing.
So you've seen Bracken's daggers, and there's nothing that would differentiate it from one of theirs.
One of those like...
Like a just a common...
But it's like a, obviously it's not like a butter knife or a utensil, it's like a four-killing dagger kind of thing. Okay.
Yep.
I mean,
no, it's only a 3-killing dagger.
I'm not a weapon aficionado, so it looks pretty run of the mill to me. But
Broly goes, you're gonna cut yourself.
Fine, I'll put it back. I put it in my bag of holding.
You said my friend gave that to you.
Yep.
Galen.
Yes.
Whatever you did the other day with me, and you saw what you saw, can you do that with him? See if there's the same thing?
I can try. Hold on just a second. And I will focus and close my eyes, and when I open them... I close both. You just can't see one because there's a patch over it. But when I open... The eye is no longer the color it was. Like, the whole thing is just black. Gross. and I look, and like I look at Bracken first, and I'm like, "Yep, still there." Hey, right. Real quick, be back to you in a second, Dindal. Come here.
Mm-hmm.
And I go over and I try to, try to touch the necklace now that I can see it. Because I tried before, after the vision had ended, and I couldn't see it. I try when I can see it.
So you can touch it, you feel that it's there, but you can't, do you try to interact with
it? Like I try to push it side to side.
No.
Nothing.
Right, so that's stuck, apparently.
And as you look, you see Prakash sitting right next to them.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I say sitting, he's leaned up against the wall. He's kind of giving a disapproving look.
Mind your business.
To whom?
Not to you, to them.
Oh.
Yes.
He doesn't see you.
He doesn't?
No.
Interesting.
I go wave my hand in front of his face. No reaction.
What are you doing? Yeah.
He's there, and he's aggravated at you or something? I don't know.
Scowling.
Flip him off.
He's scowling at you. Remember we were going to try. Do a magic thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do a magic thing. We'll see if
I'm going to cast Mage Hand.
Okay. You cast Mage Hand. What do you pick up in the room?
I don't know.
There's bits and bobbles and different medical equipment.
I'm going to pick up a roll of, a wad of, gauze.
Okay.
It's probably gross, and just throw it at Brelin's face. Aren't we all in the hut still?
Yeah, we're in the hut. It's kind of a nice little reading room.
Whatever's in here, I'm going to throw some at Brelin's face.
Don't throw my books.
It was a book.
Straight at his face.
He dodges.
Does Prakash change at all?
No.
Right, so
No
change in him. Still looks like he thinks you're an idiot.
that does not change.
And as I turn, I see Kathra. And where is the do I see the tattoo on her?
Yeah, it's on her shoulder.
I say, it's on your shoulder today.
What?
Your tattoo.
Wait, it's on your shoulder. How can you see that?
It's shining through your clothes.
What? What?
There's nothing shining on her right now. No.
Okay, so you also can't see your brother or the necklace, so...
What is going on?
Apparently I can see things now that I couldn't see before. And one of them is a necklace on Bracken that has a little thin gold line proceeding to a shape of what she has told me is her brother. The other one. Not, and I point at Brelin, not this one. The other one that she said that, or they said that Loki can't find. Apparently found him. Apparently. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
But I can also see your tattoo is glowing through your clothing.
Okay.
So that's
all weird. Right.
Yeah. Definitely. I'll pull out the dagger.
Dino dagger.
Anything strange about this?
So you see he's holding the dagger and you see a silver cord wrapped around his wrist and it it wraps up his wrist and around, and you see it disappear somewhere beneath his collar.
Right, so there is a silver thread that's running up your arm under your cloak from the dagger.
That's alarming.
What happens if you put the dagger down?
Just don't mean to put it down, or am I put it in the bag down?
Just drop it.
All right, I will let go of it.
So you drop it in your lap, and you see the silver cord, it follows it, and then it snaps back. You don't summon it, just comes.
That's
not good.
So
that was like a yo-yo. That's kind of kind of a fun trick.
I mean, I didn't say yes, so why is this thing in my hand? That's what I want to know, is like...
Can I grab my hammer and hold up my hammer? Do you see anything?
You don't see anything.
I see a hammer.
Okay, well, that's... Okay, that's good.
For you?
Well, yeah, for me. But, oh, okay. Okay, so whatever is holding them, Bracken, and... Dindal, those cords, do they look the same?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No. Gold on Bracken, silver on Dindal.
Huh. And that necklace came from the friend?
It did. It.
So I wonder if that cord is from him or if that cord is from your twin. Is he somehow linked to you?
Not that I'm aware of.
But how does...
I mean, you're twins. There's might be something there.
Well, but...
I don't know.
Your friend, not our friend, your friend, says that they can't find your brother. Your brother's right there. And
according to him, but I I never believed that for a second.
So wait, does that mean by just picking up the dagger, Dindal agreed?
I hope not.
I mean, there's... Like I said, he wants me to kill Balder. I'm not a killer. Like, that's not me. I don't know if I could, like, kill somebody if I wanted to. Like,
wait, you have a bag of holding.
Yeah.
Can't try to throw it in there.
I mean, I did before.
You did?
Yeah.
Did I miss that?
Does it come out?
You feel it.
Ow. Son of a gun.
That's not good. Is this... Well...
Can you get... Okay, is it magic? Okay, you know magic, obviously.
Right, yeah.
Is that magical?
Give me a second, I'll identify it. Okay. So identify it.
You guys identify it. You realize immediately that it's cursed.
It's a cursed item. That's fun.
So what you gain is, number one, the name of the weapon. The weapon is named Mistletoe.
It's called Mistletoe. That's ironic.
Bronn's like, why is that ironic?
So in some of the fairy tales, he kind of says that like with a little bit more edge than normal. Balder was killed with a sprig of mistletoe. So,
always one for the dramatics.
Yeah, he is.
That's cool.
So, okay. And then I guess I also pick up that I can do psychic damage.
Yeah, you pick up that the weapon... bonds to the first one that touches it.
So yeah, when I touched it, I bonded to it. So
love that.
Okay, I don't really know a lot about curses. How do you get rid of this?
I mean, in a lot of stories, there's lots of blood, some ritual sacrifice. There's usually, you know, like maybe a virgin or two. You know, it's not pretty.
Wonderful.
Nope, not going there.
No, me neither. I mean. I'm sure there's other rituals that might be a little less bleh, you know, but...
But there's no, like, spells, or you can't just, you know, get rid of it, or...
Spell. I don't know if there's... I don't know that spell, if there is.
So, besides it being... So, you say it's cursed. So, what does that mean? It's just... You're stuck with it, or is it going to make you do stuff, or...?
From the identification, do I pick up that it's going to overtake my brain?
You pick up that it is bonded.
I mean,
you're not sure of any other than the psychic damage. You're not sure of the adverse effects.
Yeah, I'm not picking up anything else adverse other than psychic. The fact that it does have psychic damage is kind of unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's a mental thing there, maybe. There's some sort of link there.
So when you stab anyone with it, or is it just when someone else tries to take it from you?
I know.
You're not sure.
I mean, I don't want to poke anybody with it, but I'd be nervous to find out.
Can I roll a intelligence check?
Sure.
Oh, no.
Nope. Don't make any actions. I'm good.
Yeah, that was a really high DC. You're gonna have to.
Yeah, I rolled like two.
Okay, well, that's That's probably a pretty big problem, because I'm also guessing that that's linked us to that friend even more than we already were.
Brelin kind of sits up and he goes, hey, how long can you see things?
I guess I've got about another 10 to 12 minutes.
Okay, hold on. So, Dindal, he's going to grab your wrist, and he is going to cast Greater Restoration. And in the ethereal plane, you see no change.
Do I feel better?
No.
Dang it.
So, Dad didn't do anything.
Awesome.
He goes, sorry, thought I'd try.
I feel like you know this and that it's self-explanatory, but now that this has happened, you need to be exponentially careful about what you say. Just at all.
Like in general or to him?
Both. I mean, I would refrain from saying anything along the lines of an agreement in terms of talking about it, because that it could be twisted, and he might not break a contract, he can twist it to fit what he wants, and he would and he will. You could mention it and then 10 minutes later say yes to someone else asking you a question, and he could be like, well, you said it technically in conversation about it, and I just be careful. Because any agreement of any kind, no matter what it's for, he'll take.
Yeah, he probably took me picking up the dagger as agreement, so.
It's possible. What did he say he would give you in return?
You kind of see him getting dodgy a little bit.
Roll deception with disadvantage. Everybody in the room can roll insight.
I'm gonna cast Detect Thoughts again.
You suck.
That is
level 16.
22.
Insight?
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, 14 for Bracken and
18.
Alright.
22.
Okay. So you two definitely pick up that he is lying.
Getting dodgy.
16 for Brelin too.
So Brelin picks up on it too.
Brelin picks up on it too.
I guess today, thought, so I'm reading mine.
Yeah.
Are you pushing?
Not right. Not yet. I'm okay. Gonna wait to see.
So yeah, you would get the feeling that I am trying to avoid.
You get that he's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just yelled at me. Well, yelling for you about hiding things, and you are definitely hiding something.
Yeah, I am.
The teacher gets sent to the principal's office.
It's such an awful feeling.
He told me where the meat of poetry is.
The what?
So, roll Arcana checks. Arcana or history?
Ooh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Y'all are all sucky on that
Arcana.
One.
Arcana. 24.
No, not that one.
Nah. Brelin doesn't get it, but Bracken does.
Okay, so Dindal, you clearly see that they don't get it. Mm-hmm. They don't know what it is. So why don't you explain to them what the meat of poetry is?
So the meat of poetry is this infusion from the blood of the gods. And they made this pact, and the Vanir and the Aesir. And I start kind of like rambling a little bit and telling like too much of the story, too much of the history of it. And so they made a pact, they spit in this big jar, they mixed it together, and it created another being. This other, I guess, god? This other entity? And he goes along this journey and everything, yada yada yada, these dwarves.
Yeah. Okay, so creature.
Yeah, so yeah. Anyway, these dwarves find him, they kill him, they cut his throat, they drain the blood, and from it they make a mead called the Mead of Poetry.
Oh, does you that... said mead.
Yeah.
I heard meat. Sorry. I was like,
Nope.
That's weird.
Does the dwarf thing...
No. So you correct yourself. You're like, they're not actually dwarves. They're dark elves. Because you have a connection to dark elves.
So in some interpretations of the dark elves, you know, the drow.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard this about dwarves, so.
So that's something that I've been looking for. Something that supposedly Odin wanted and got some of it in some stories. So it's something that I've been looking for, or at least studying to try and find out where it is. So the fact that he knew that is a little bit daunting. And immediately try to weaponize that.
Sounds about right.
I mean, I'm sure he did something similar with you.
Kind of glance at Brelin. Similar. Yeah.
So he wants alcohol. What did you want?
Just stare at him like this incredulous, like, are you stupid? Look on my face.
What do you think I wanted? Brelin Wilde? My brother who's been dead for several years?
I don't know.
Oh my god, you're an idiot. And it'll turn back to Dindal. So he figured that out. Unsurprised, sadly. I apologize. Awesome. That's great. Well, we know for sure he can read your mind.
Yeah, so.
Does that mean... So he can read Dindal, your mind. Bracken, we know he can read your mind.
Yeah, he doesn't leave it. It's annoying.
He has... Oh, yeah, when I was telling that story about the hammer, that he was the one who brought it back.
He's twisting this whole thing.
So
he wants to be the only one left.
Made a deal with you. Brought your hammer back, probably to
make
a little dig at you, I'm assuming.
Because when he brought it back, it still had its special symbol. And
it's very possible he did it to piss off your friend, Kethra.
Well, I mean, he did say that he's hiding us.
He is playing all the sides right now.
Completely.
And is aware that he has currently all of the power in the situation.
The grin that the DM is making is unsettling.
I mean, but does he really have the power?
I just kind of give you a look of, shut up. Kind of like, my eyes widen just a little bit. And like a... Stop.
Play it cool, play it cool.
Play it cool, play it cool. Keep together. Principal's right there. And I just kind of go, I mean, yeah, we have some stuff and...
Yeah, and...
There's some things that Galen can do now and Dindal, you're cursed now, which is cool, and...
Yeah.
Catherine, you can glow. But, I mean...
Catherine caught your meaning and
yeah.
Goes, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else... He is hiding us from... We don't know how many of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
He can read minds. He is aware of the meat of poetry, apparently, according to him. He can't find my brother. And he... Didn't he mention something about Galen, right?
Yes.
I thought. Yeah. Knows Galen's whole deal. And he is playing everyone. He wants you to kill Baldur because he wants to be the only one left. He wants to make sure that... When this fight happens, because we know that it will happen, he wants to make sure that whoever is left won't oppose him, and he wants to take over.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He wants to kill his brother, and he wants to take over.
That's only the first of my many fun dreams.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
What else happened?
So before that, I got a message from, or I guess I got a vision or something from Marion. They are on the run.
What
happened?
I kind of like look up at Bracken. Falcon attacked them and killed Corey.
He said Arnold killed Corey.
No. Falcon said he did it. And he went after the other ones, and I think the twins ran off.
Do they know who they are? Is your family okay?
Yeah, they're okay. They're making a break for it. Two Stones was really hurt. Says he like hung him or something, and they don't know if the twins ran because they were afraid or if there's another reason they ran, but
I mean, considering what they had just been through, I wouldn't be surprised if they had run.
Yeah.
But she was sure it was actually Falcon. It wasn't like when we saw the prince and it wasn't the prince. And
I mean, she said it was Falcon, and it's, I mean, from what she was able to do, I would be pretty sure she knows what she's talking about.
Wait, how much? Falcon knows everything that we're doing too, right?
Most of it, yeah.
Some of it, yeah.
There's a lot he picked up on. There's a lot that he was around for. He wasn't there for, like, obviously our meetings with the king and stuff, but he was around when we had a lot of powwows in the warehouse.
And Falcon knows about my friend.
Does he?
I don't know.
At this point, I would assume he probably knows about most of it. Just maybe it's just better to assume that, just to be safe.
Probably.
How did... What else did she say about this?
Where did she say they were going?
She said they were going to Hanoff.
They're going to Hanoff.
So you know Hanoff is a pretty well-to-do city, kind of mid-continent. It is surrounded on three sides by mountains, so it's like tucked away. It's a very, very safe, very wealthy place.
She says they're going to Hanoff, and that she has like a safe place that they can go there. But I don't know. I don't know about the twins. They kind of had a connection to us with the whole Tomoke thing, so I don't know if they're now back on the trajectory of going there.
I mean, how could that have happened? Hadn't Falcon been with her forever?
For years, yeah. The way they made it sound like they were thick as thieves.
Which is funny because they were thieves at a point.
Yeah.
But they're safe?
As safe as can be right now. But they thought they were safe in, was it
Red Hawk.
Red Hawk? I mean, when you're running from gods and these other entities, who knows?
If we wanted, I could try to talk to the twins, or one of them. See where they are.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. But what if they're a part... Could they be a part of this too?
That anybody could be a part of this. I mean, but the fact that I literally trusted Falcon with our lives. So like the fact that
at this point with everything after us, I don't think it could at least hurt to know if we have one more name to add to our list, two more names. And if they're okay, then maybe I can let Marianne know that that's not someone else after them.
Yeah.
But how would you even know that they're telling you the truth at this point?
That's a good point.
I don't know, but we can see what happens, at the very least. I can try, if we want.
I mean, what good would this do us?
It would, I don't know.
I don't know if we want to... do we want to invite them back to like meet up with us? Or are we like...
No. Not right now.
Cutting ties with them, so
I mean,
maybe just reach out to say, "Are you okay?"
Yeah, and then, and again, if they are and they want a part of this, letting Marianne know that they weren't involved, and it's not, that's one less thing to look over their shoulder for. Maybe they, maybe she can reach out if she feels safe enough.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they could just lie to us.
They could.
Yeah,
but
and the one is telepathic. She had some telepathic abilities. So I wonder if she's already trying to reach out to Marriott? I wonder.
I don't know.
Yeah, they've got the powers. They could reach out if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's any good. I don't know what it does if we reach out to them. Does that create a bond they could that they can use to an advantage?
I mean, I don't know. What's maybe the fact that we're moving will make it harder for them to track us, if that is a thing?
Well, I mean, they already know where we're headed.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll see them there. Who knows? But, yeah. So I had that little bomb dropped on me, and then your friend decided to say hi.
So. Great.
Wow. You've had...
Yeah, it was a fun night. That right after my existential crisis.
And then we got... And then you almost died the next day?
Yeah, I pointed my legs. Yeah, then this happened. So it's been a rough couple of days.
I am so sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hold on just a second, Dying Doll.
Yeah.
Which god was the rosary to?
I mean, it wasn't necessarily one specifically, but I guess I would have considered myself a follower of Odin, you know, as a god of wisdom, but mostly it's gonna sound silly, but you know, even though Kvasir in the stories was killed, I kind of prayed to him.
So, could it be possible that the reason that Bracken's friend came to you now was you had given up some form of shielding from the other? Whichever ones you were praying to?
It's possible. Or he realized that I was the weak link. You know? That I was going through crisis and that was a good time to strike. But it's very possible that that rosary was the last thing keeping him at bay. I don't know.
The timing is just interesting. Is all.
I mean, I think we've already seen the first 2 weeks of our time together that these coincidences are not exactly just random. So I think the fact that that was the night that I gave up the rosary, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's a link there, Galen.
So we need to somehow break that bond.
Yeah, we need to figure out how to remove this and get this away from me.
I mean, do you have books we can look into?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to reach out to my friend, because the more that is happening, I kind of want to stay as far away from that as I can.
Rightly so. I mean, this could play into our hands, and I kind of pointed over Bracken, you know, the idea that you had before, kind of getting them to play against each other. Maybe for the time being, we just leave it be, leave it at status quo, and try to, I don't know, play them off each other. I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll meet Baller tomorrow at the rate we're going. Who knows?
I mean, we went from... Yeah, two of us knowing gods to now all of us knowing lots of gods.
Yeah.
Hey, still haven't met any.
No, now you're just
well, technically going to you met one. Like the yep. The vanguard or the I don't even know what you would call those, the venerable.
Bronn's like, yeah, you're gonna be one. Yeah. Your argument doesn't hold up.
I haven't actually. Yeah, I guess I did tell some of that.
Okay, well, I mean, there's so much to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
We are in, you know, this was supposed to just be this trip to a library.
You're telling me, that's why I said yes. If I knew all this craziness was going to go down, I probably would have just stayed in my tower.
But
it's crazy. The craziness started with you.
Yeah, for real. How is it possible that I got from a bookworm who literally never leaves his tower to being in a ship battle with pirates chasing us in the open ocean?
And gods talking to you.
And talking to us. Oh my gosh. Things certainly are more interesting around you guys.
And dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you were hurt.
Thanks for bringing me back.
Of course.
Thanks for jumping on a giant shadow bird and trying to protect us. And thanks for what you did too.
You mean killing it? You're welcome.
So it's your fault that it fell on me?
Yeah, yes. Probably.
Yes. You're 100%.
You're welcome.
No.
Life must have balance.
I'll smoke.
You can't even speak. Don't even try to say you're going to kill me. Good luck. Get in line.
Brella just shuts up.
It's nice that we can laugh about it after the fact.
Now, I know you think everything through. You write things down. Do we need to start at the beginning and try to... Have you written everything down that's been happening? Have you timelined it? Have you...
Are you talking about since we left?
Or even before?
I mean...
Since we've all met.
Since we met, yeah. I've journaled and taken notes on most of it. I mean, there's a lot to go over. But
there's a lot of curveballs, but we're also stuck on the ship for a while.
Yeah.
And so maybe do we need to go over this again and just...
Yeah. I mean, at the beginning I thought this was just some assassins after us. Now to find out that we have literal gods and monsters after us. And I mean, wait, didn't they say that the rock was like the first attack?
Yeah, it's gonna get bad, guys. I was down with the captain, and, they're prepared for a lot more deaths.
So, the pirates are probably gonna catch us because we have one and a half sails?
I mean, we can't move, but I think they would have caught us anyway. But
awesome.
Something really bad is coming.
Do we know what the plan is?
Not dying.
I don't think we have a plan.
So just stand and fight?
Yeah, we were gonna have to.
Alright. I kinda like look at my like legs. What's my
standing
prognosis? how much longer do I gotta hold up in here?
I think it's mostly strength and soreness right now. Physically, I've done what I can.
Okay. I kind of like, I don't get up like out of the bed, but I kind of like move my legs up. Yeah. How like sore am I?
Oh, you're real sore. It's like you've done leg day 3 or 4 days in a row.
That doesn't translate to Dindal. He doesn't know what that was.
You've walked up a lot of stairs.
You realized that you forgot books on every level of your tower multiple times and had to go.
Yeah.
The horror.
So, I mean, I think we maybe should prepare. I don't even know what to prepare for. Is it, I mean, I'm assuming pirates are bad.
Right.
And the rock, that thing was, that was intense.
Yeah. Yeah, that was terrifying.
So,
I was like, he threw a shark at us.
He threw a shark at you.
Yeah, he definitely didn't like you. I don't know why, but he was going for you, man.
Yeah.
Probably your face.
Hey.
That's why it's half missing.
Oh. You wound me, Kathra.
No, that was the shock.
Okay.
I mean, I can wound you.
I know.
At this point, I don't think I'd stop you.
So, do we have a cane or any crutches I could borrow around here?
Yeah. I saw some over in the corner.
I'll take a walking stick or something. Whatever they have, I'll...
You're going to have to drop the...
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, yeah. Eventually, to move, eventually, I'll do that. All right, so.
But I think for this next fight, maybe try not to stand under monsters.
For some reason, at the moment, I didn't think it was that big a deal. And then it happened, and I was like, oh, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't have the battle awareness that some of you guys come in with. This is remarkably not my specialty, so.
Well, you help us a lot, right?
What do you mean?
Like, that's, like I felt when you cast stuff and I feel healthier or make things easier. You help us in battle, right?
I mean, I try and be encouraging. That's kind of all I bring to the table.
Well, I mean, but that's a lot. It's made a difference.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just stay in the back and yell encouraging, go get them, guys, you know?
Well, you just said you're not a killer.
No. So, I'll do what I can. I'm not going to leave you guys to it by yourselves.
No, but don't stand under monsters anymore.
All right, yeah. I'll write that one down.
Yeah, that one hurt. I mean, that's a pretty basic part of battle skills is, you know, if you can't fight them, don't go near them.
Maybe try to stay behind me relative to the bad things.
I mean, technically I was, because I was kind of under you.
Yeah, so when something's that big, you need a lot more between you and it.
Oh, okay.
Because it covers a lot more space.
Okay. So you mean to follow you and stay behind you, or?
No. Okay. Just kind of maneuver. So if it's here and I'm here, you want to be somewhere over this way.
Okay. All right. Well, for the time being, maybe we don't talk about our friends outside of this space.
Really think this space matters.
I mean, it probably doesn't, but...
At least no one else can hear.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we get ready because...
Do we have a timeline?
The captain didn't tell me, did he?
No, he said expect it at some point.
No, we do not have a timeline, so it's just coming.
Okay. Yeah.
So be ready.
Hey, Bracken, could I borrow that ring?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that, I mean, are you, like, have you noticed any, like, benefits from it?
Not really. I mean,
no. Okay.
I haven't really heard from him much recently, but he's also been busy,
Have you called out to him while wearing it?
Not intentionally, no.
That doesn't seem like a good idea. I mean, just in general.
No, you're right. It doesn't, but.
But no. Not on purpose that I know of.
Okay. That you know of.
Look, I don't even. Yeah, here. And I hand you the ring.
Are you sure? This could be the only thing giving you a quiet mind space.
Hey, if she wants to, call them, maybe. Let it be.
Okay.
Yeah, I just kind of reach up to you.
I can't stand you right now.
Is that Jordan or is that?
Yeah, Relin? I was gonna ask the same thing. Yeah,
it's a good thing you're sitting down then.
Yes.
Oh,
where is the tube thing to hit?
Where's the
tube?
I got hit with it last time.
Oh, tube.
You hit Daniel with it.
Wait, I got bunked with it.
Just.
Oh, I smacked you hard.
Yeah, you did.
I was listening to it the other day. I was like, wow, yeah, I remember that.
I love
that.
Just the sneak, just the deception was so high. That stealth was amazing.
Yeah, that was not fun.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, flanking damage.
Nah.
All right, well, I'll dispel this and then we can, I guess, go prepare for war.
Fun.
I'll dispel it.
Okay. When you dispel it, you look over and standing in the doorway is the captain of the ship.
I'm like, hold my hands out.
So technically we could see through from the inside, so we could have seen him there before.
Was it like he was standing there the whole time?
He can't see in, but we can see out.
Was he standing there the whole time?
Let me ask, did you choose to be able to see out?
I think it says it's opaque on the other side. I don't know if I choose it thing. It's opaque on the outside and it's translucent on the inside.
Okay. So, yeah, at some point you saw him step up.
We got real quiet.
And just wait at the door.
I'm like looking like a really like troubled kid right now.
He looks at Bracken.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, there's a little girl who is asking about her mommy.
Mommy.
And he steps to the side and Nevi comes and crawls on top of you.
Okay. Careful, ribs.
Sorry.
You're good. You're fine.
And you realize like it's really late at night now. And
why are you awake?
I don't know. And she falls asleep. Like she barely gets words out and she falls asleep on you.
Okay.
Captain says, sorry to interrupt. If you have a moment. And he says, obviously, you all realize the direness of our situation. Not only are we, not only have we been hamstrung by the mast, breaking. Even if we could run, there are powers that be, and he kind of looks at you, preventing those actions. And on top of that, there's a coral reef to our east, and we are too far from shelter north or south. And so we are dead in the water, waiting for the storm to hit. Now, in case you hadn't heard, Dino, there were 14 of my men that died.
I'm so sorry.
Like I told Kathra, myself and my men knew what we signed up for. However, what's coming will be worse. So, prepare yourselves. Even for the loss of 14 men, it could have been so much worse. So, my men and I thank you for what you did. And even though I hate to ask it, I'm gonna press my position as captain and ask you all to lead whatever defense we mount when the pirates do come.
Do you have any way of knowing when they'll arrive? Any like warning signs or anything?
Just the approaching storm.
Okay. Would my ability to manipulate the weather once a day be able to help at all? Buy us any time?
Not with this.
No? Okay.
This is an effect caused by the presence of their flagship.
Okay.
And no magic that I've heard of, sort of short of something that I heard called a wish. Short of that, I'm not aware of anything that would get rid of them.
Okay.
No. Rest so, while you can. Sleep.
Do you know how many ships are coming? What their fleet looks like?
So, the flagship is one giant ship.
Mm-hmm.
Almost twice the size of this vessel.
Oh my.
The smaller ships that they send out to range vary in size. Some are as big as, some are smaller.
So it could be just a portion of their fleet? It's not possibly
no,
their entire?
No, it won't be their whole fleet.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hey, Catherine, can you hand me like a walking stick or a something over there?
Yeah, I grab a crutch.
Okay. I'm kind of like stand just like briefly.
All right.
Do I roll for it or?
No, you're good.
Okay. I'm going to kind of like try and walk a little bit.
Looks like your strength's coming back.
Slowly but surely. What little strength I have is starting to come back.
Good. It's late. I will let you all get your rest. You will surely need it.
All right, guys.
And with that, the captain bows and he heads out.
So, Galen and Cathra, do you guys have any like plans for this? Like, what are your thoughts on preparing and kind of utilizing what we have?
Well, I mean, it depends on how long we have. If they can get the ship ready, the ballista's ready.
Mm-hmm.
I know that at least one was damaged. They'll know how to use the ship.
Okay.
The best way. I don't know if we're up against magic users, if they're just going to come and come on board and just try to slaughter us. I don't know. I don't know how many there are.
Yeah.
But I think we let the crew really worry about using the ship to our advantage. I think, obviously, Galen likes to hit lots of things.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Under his breath, Brown goes, and hit on things. I heard about the shopkeeper.
I was not hitting on her. She was hitting on me.
And it was hard. Like, she was, like, all in on that.
Do you want a piece of that action?
All right, well, so, but we know your strength. We know, Bracken, you're going to...
Be Bracken?
Be Bracken, yeah, I still have some new things I can do.
Okay. So, you're going to stay in the front, I'm assuming, Galen?
Yeah.
Bracken, are you going to, like, go right for it? Or are you going to, like, sneak around, or...
Probably a bit of all of it.
Okay.
Depending.
What about you?
Cathra,
are you gonna...
This is gonna sound very un-Cathra-like.
Okay.
But I need to hide.
Need to hide? I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, that's weird.
Usually, you like so to get up and...
So hiding is when you...
Funny.
But I'll have Lyra with me to protect me.
Okay, so...
If one of my new powers does what I think it does...
Okay.
I think I can do a lot. I can help a lot, but I need to stay safe.
Okay. So you'll hide, and
I'm going to use powers.
From stuff.
My friend.
Okay.
I mean, you've seen some of those come out already.
Right. Right. I just.
There's a big one that I haven't tried that I'm gonna that might be useful.
Okay. As cryptic as always. I'll hide too, I guess, and I'll stay in the back. And then we'll just try and figure out what happens next.
Try to stay near someone that can protect you, though. Because if something comes after me, I can still protect myself.
Okay. I'll stay in the back and find the captain. Or stay over there.
Well, I mean, I think the captain's going to be busy.
Okay.
Brolin goes, you have a cool dagger now.
I do.
Might do some things. It hurt me.
That's true.
Maybe it'll hurt them.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. But try not to die.
Again.
Again.
Yeah, I'll be careful.
My bad.
I'll be careful.
You just tripped over something.
I'm not used to having a third appendage over here, this walking stick. I'm not sure what's going on with it.
I mean, it's
Galen says it. Do appendages mean something different in the city? Because appendage...
I'm talking about the walking stick. I don't know.
Yeah, but you've got four.
I'm saying I'm...
And the walking stick would make five if it's an additional one.
Okay, it's fine. Let's go to bed. Let's... Yeah. Because trouble is very much coming.
Yeah, get sleep while we can, because who knows when they'll be here.
Yep.
Are we still having to stay in the locker or the infirmary?
Yes. You've been advised to stay for the night, so it's Bracken and Brelin.
And I'm going to stay. I think that we should all stay together.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, well, head to hay.
So about 15 or 20 minutes later, Lyra comes by, and she says, "I grab my hammock." She hangs her hammock up across the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so she quickly falls asleep.
Well, before she falls asleep, I just want to give her that heads up about the plan that, like, so I know it's very weird, but you were sent to protect me, and I think I might need it in this next fight.
Okay, I got you. Anything you need.
Okay. Get some rest.
Yes, ma'am. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kierstead.